Hello. So we all run away from what we must do sometimes, even if it's just something small, such as running away from doing the washing up to something a lot larger, such as running away from a work interview, because you're scared that you might fail. It's bound to happen sometime in life. And this happened to Jonah when he was given an instruction by God. God told him, "Go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim judgment against it." Jonah didn't do this, though. He was afraid of what would happen to him, that they would hurt him or laugh at him. He knew God would then forgive them, which would make him look foolish. He would much rather just get on with his own life. Oh, it's just that. Jonah was a bit like Han Solo, the scavenger who happened to run into the middle of the war between the evil Galactic Empire against the resisting rebels in Star Wars. He was asked to join the fight with the rebels who were trying to save billions of people, but Han decided that he would run away because he wanted to just get on with his own life. He didn't care about all the people suffering, just himself. He ran away, just like Jonah, from what was right and selfless. And when Jonah ran away, he got on a boat. And when they were deep at sea, a great storm happened. God used it to send the message to Jonah. This message told him that he shouldn't run away because God was always with him. The sailors panicked and didn't know what they could do until Jonah told them, keeping in mind that God was with them, that it was his fault and he had to be thrown over. At first, these sailors didn't want to because they feared that God would punish them. They were trying to run away from what was the right thing that they could do. But Jonah was insistent and ordered them to throw him over. As he was sinking into the depths of the ocean, God sent a fish to swallow him up and save him. God loved him and wanted to give him the opportunity to change. God showed Jonah he had nothing to fear, that he was always with him. So Jonah said a prayer. He praised God's forgiveness and said, "I called out of my trouble and distress to the Lord, and he answered me." God showed Jonah that he was always there, that our prayers are always heard, Jonah's time and ours. So if you ever need reassurance, God's the guy for you. Again, Jonah praises that God will never leave him. "I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you." God never left Jonah, and God will never leave you to face your challenges alone. I spoke earlier about Han Solo, who refused to help the rebel army fight the evil Galactic Empire. But in the end, he came back because he knew that that was the right thing to do. And he saved the pilots of the rebellion and helped them destroy the evil weapon, the Death Star. He was a hero, just like Jonah, for going back and doing what was right. And we should do that too. Instead of running away from what we know is right, what we know we should be doing, we should stay and get on with it. This is what God would want us to do, for our own good and the good of others too. Even if it is just something little, such as doing the dishes so that it's ready for the next meal, instead of putting it off so that you can finish a level of Mario or something small like that, to running away from getting a job because you were afraid. Do what you think God would want you to do, not running away from what is right. And remember, you don't need to be afraid because God is always with you. Thank you.